Today on Gardening in a Minute, deadly plants. If you think poisonous plants are found only in a witch's brew, think again. A number of common Florida landscape plants are poisonous and can even be deadly. Both angel's trumpet and oleander are widely planted because of their beautiful flowers, but gardeners should know that eating any part of these plants can cause toxic or even deadly effects. Castor bean has become increasingly popular as an ornamental plant, but it too is dangerous. Eating just 3 or 4 of its seeds could kill a person. Even the widely planted sago can be poisonous or even deadly for pets. The key is to be aware that there may be poisonous plants in your landscape. If a poisoning is ever suspected, you should contact your poison control center immediately. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, outdoor living spaces. Outdoor living spaces are places you can gather to appreciate your landscape and enjoy your friends and family. An outdoor living space can take many different forms. It can be a few chairs around a fire bowl, a poolside gazebo, or a deck with a barbecue grill. It should have places to sit and tables for beverages and snacks. Think about when you'll be spending time in the space. Do you need lighting? What about shade? For privacy, plant a hedge or vine growing on a trellis. Nothing makes an outdoor living space feel complete like wildlife. Include a bird feeder and bird bath and plants that invite brightly colored butterflies to visit. Create your own thoughtfully planned outdoor space and use it all year round. For more information about outdoor living spaces and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, propagating begonias. Begonias are easily propagated at home. There are three types of begonia propagation: stem cuttings, leaf cuttings, and division. Stem cuttings are very simple. A stem cutting should be 2 to 4 inches in length and come from a healthy plant. You can root these cuttings in perlite, potting soil, or any other sterile media. Some begonias will also start from leaf cuttings. The only requirement is that the leaf portion contains a main vein. With both stem and leaf cuttings, you should keep them in a cool, humid environment until they root. You can also divide some varieties of begonia by simply separating the stems. Take each section and plant them in clean potting media. Try your hand at propagating begonias to share with your friends and family. For more information about begonias and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, micro-irrigation systems. Irrigation systems are a terrific convenience, but can waste precious resources and drain your wallet. You may want to think about purchasing a micro-irrigation system, which delivers water in precise amounts and at controlled frequencies directly to a plant's roots. Micro-irrigation systems are easy to install and can distribute water in the form of droplets, streams, or sprays. Drippers may be placed under mulch or buried in the soil to minimize visibility and damage. Sprinklers and sprayers cover larger areas than drippers and can be easier to maintain. Materials for your micro-irrigation system are readily available at garden centers and hardware stores, so select a micro-irrigation system for your landscape today to reduce your water use and expenses. For more information about irrigation and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, selecting a landscape maintenance service. Whether you're leaving town for the summer or just looking for help with yard work, it's important to select a landscape maintenance service that meets your needs. First, decide whether you want the company to provide partial or total care for your landscape. Ask companies for a consultation that includes a survey of your landscape needs. Get a complete description on paper of the services and treatments included and associated costs. Ask the company about certifications, experience, insurance, and licensing for pesticide application. Companies should be able to refer you to existing accounts or a portfolio. Ask friends and neighbors for recommendations. Satisfied customers usually mean the company does its job well. When you find a good company, you can rest easy that your landscape is in good hands. For more information about landscape maintenance, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM.